3, 2, 1.
Hello, this is Kate on radio, keeping you informed with stories from real life from the beautiful beachy city of Sydney. The aim of these podcasts is to offer you easy listening with thoughtful discussions and interesting stories from my community in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. So, Alison, welcome. Thank you for letting me interview you. Both Alison and I have spent some time in Oman in the Gulf States, although I was very young. I just want to hear a bit about you meeting John Burridge, the famous footballer, and how you met him in Muscat.
Well, I just arrived in Muscat from Dubai on the bus. I'd had a bit of a traumatic bus trip. It was supposed to take 8 hours and it took 5. So I got off the bus and it was dark. It was 5 a.m. in the morning. I looked around and there was a group of Pakistanis heading off to Salalah and there was me. And I didn't know where I was going or what I was doing. And out of the mist at 5 o'clock in the morning came this apparition and it was John Burridge.
Brilliant.
Although I didn't know that at the time.
So did he rescue you out of that situation about you? Sounds like you were a bit lost or?
Well, yes, he did. I spoke to him and I said, oh, do you know if the bus to Burkitt Al Mars will come soon? And he said, where's Burkitt Al Mars? And I said, that's near Nizwa. And he said, oh, no, you're at the totally wrong bus station. This bus goes to the airport. I'll take you to the airport.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Yeah. So did he accompany you to the airport?
Well, he did. We were both obviously I decided to go to the airport because I knew that the bus originated at the airport and I could get it off to Burkitt Al Mars. So when we got onto the bus, he very kindly paid for my ticket. And in the next 20 minutes, I heard his entire life story. Mm. He just kind of dumped his life story on me because he was so astounded to meet a blonde-haired lady.
So what was his story? What had happened in his life?
Well, he had started as a miner and then at the age of 15 or 16, he'd become a goalkeeper for the club Workington, which is obviously somewhere up north in England. I don't know exactly where. And he was a journeyman goalkeeper. So that's what he did his entire life. He just went to many different clubs and he felt that he was, you know, like the best goalkeeper.
Okay. And you told me just briefly that he actually had a bit of a breakdown and he ended up in a psychiatric ward. Why was that? Was that due to employment or relationships?
Well, he lasted a long time as a goalkeeper and he was about 46 or 47. And obviously, you know, it was time's up. The club that he was playing for felt that he was too old to play for them anymore, and he took it very badly.
Okay.
And I know that he had a breakdown, and subsequently his marriage broke up, but which was, you know, sad.
Yeah. But you met him after that, so he went to Oman after he was 46, after the breakdown.
Yes. He went to Oman. He did go to Oman with his family. He was recruited there to coach the national team.
Brilliant.
Or to be the goalkeeper coach for the national team.
So he kind of reinvented himself and had a new life.
He did. And he'd also worked in Singapore as well, but he kept, you know, being drawn back to Oman.
Okay, brilliant. Lovely. Yes. Well, I look forward to hearing more about him and your experience in Muscat because my parents were based there for a couple of years. Okay, I'll just wrap up because we haven't got much time. So please tune in again and listen to me, Kate, having discussions with VIPs from my family and community, keeping you informed and thoughtful. Enjoy the rest of your week and please come back to my website, sydneysettler.com.